Winfield, a long three. It's good. Simpson's got it now. Goes up with the left hand. Look at that. It's a big basket for the big man. Jones from the foul line. No good. There for the rebound is Middleton. How she sneaks in there and gets those, I'll never know.
Thompson, the three ball. Right side in there.
Here's Dangerfield gliding through the lane. Layup good.
Rutherford County's biggest sports events are on WGNS.
The Siegel Stars are headed to the Final Four.
Riverdale wins this one, and they're the state champions. Back-to-back championships.
Ranked number one in the nation.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
It's time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join the WGNS primetime sports team.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Siegel High School, home of the Stars. We're ready for the second game of the four-game set of the District 7 AAA tournament. It's boys, and let me give you the starting lineups first of all for the Smyrna boys. Smyrna coming into this game with a 13-14 record. Brian Turner, the head coach. Number 3, Taylor Vanderbilt, 5'11", junior guard Vanderbilt. Number 15, Richard Mulligan, 6'3", junior guard Mulligan. Number 23, Chevelle Glover, 6'3", junior forward Glover. Number 24, Gonda Ameri, 6'7", senior post Ameri. And number 5, Jalen Johnson, 6', junior guard Johnson. That's the lineup for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Now for the Siegel Stars of Ben Dotson, 26-0 on the year, undefeated both in the district and overall. Number 35, Aiden Burton, 6'2", senior guard Burton. Number 22, Ryan Jones, 5'5", senior guard Jones. Number 10, Charles Clark, 5'11", senior guard Clark. Number 25, DJ McGee, 6'2", junior guard McGee. And number 3, sophomore wing Braxton Eddings, he is 6'2". And he is number 3, Eddings. Eddings, McGee, Clark, Jones, and Burton for Siegel. For Smyrna, Vanderbilt, Mulligan, Glover, Ameri, and Johnson. Siegel in the home whites with Nation along the front with silver numbers and a little navy around it as well. And the Bulldogs in the purple uniforms trimmed in gold. Clark for 3 from the right wing. No good. Crashing the boards. Johnson for the Bulldogs. And we're underway here in this boys' game. Ball goes out of bounds. For those who are just joining us, we did have the girls game between Blackman and Smyrna on WGNSradio.com, and we will rebroadcast that game after the Laverne-Blackman boys game a little later on. Ball tipped away. Smyrna turnover. Jones driving. Jones is going to be hacked and fouled. My broadcast partner, John Dinkins, did that first girls game and here to bring some color analysis to this boys game. How are you, sir?
Oh, okay. I thought I was on break. Color analysis.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever been told that, but color analysis, wow.
You're the color
analyst. Okay.
Yeah. Ryan Jones is at the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throw line. Misses the first toss. We've played about 29 seconds. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, Middle Tennessee's first choice for prompt, professional, and cost-effective heating and air. 890-1311. He hits the second toss.
A lot of pressure here on full court pressure from Siegel.
Mulligan has to run down the loose ball. It's tipped and tipped again. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Siegel basketball. So another turnover there for the Bulldogs.
I don't know, Brian, how you prepare a team for this kind of pressure. Just like in the girls game with Blackman girls, this is Siegel Stars are the same type pressure. It's just especially early.
Blackman girls did win that game, by the way. Charles Clark, top of the key, long three. It is no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Johnson. The final was 80-56 Blackman over Smyrna. 80-56 Blackman in their fifth district championship game in school history. Eddings on the drive. He's going to foul Johnson.
Well, Eddings evidently must have pushed or something because I really felt like that ball went off of Johnson's leg, but got some contact. That's what you want. That's what you want. You got to attack that basket against Siegel.
Johnson going to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throw line. The first toss is in there. First basket here for the Bulldogs. We're tied at one apiece. Couple of dribbles, a big deep breath, shot it, and rolls through and good. Smyrna up by one. We played a minute and 5 seconds. Good crowd here at Siegel, by the way, for all of the tournament games. We're going to be here the rest of the way for you. Jones drives baseline, does a move to the left to get away from the double team defenders and lays it in the hole. Ryan Jones, 3, Smyrna 2. Full court pressure, Glover to Johnson, trapped, back over to Glover, and there's your 10 seconds. Another turnover, and that's the third Bulldog turnover.
The only thing worse than this, when you can't get the ball up the floor, is if they make points off of it. And that's something that's yet to be seen here on this possession, but it can really cost you.
Inbounds, Burton to Jones, high off the glass, and in the hole.
And there you go, another point off turnover.
Vanderbilt down low, gets it to Mulligan. They're going to call an offensive foul as Mulligan kind of leaned in there on the shot.
Not to belabor the point, Brian, but also it's a fact that when you do that, you also affect your shots. And even if you get the ball over and get it past the timeline, then you start hurrying your shots.
Right now, Smyrna playing with a three-point deficit. Siegel basketball as they move left to right from our broadcast center. Clark drives, puts it up, then has it tied up, and it's going to be Smyrna basketball on the alternate possession arrow.
Johnson's done a good job on that weak side getting those rebounds, but that time he stopped his dribble, and when he did that, they smothered him.
Inbounds, Mulligan has it, gives it up to Johnson. Long pass over to Gonda Emery in the lane, pulls up. Puts it up with the right hand, and the six-footer is good.
Great job by Mary to avoid the charge. He just went up and took a little jumper. Nice move.
6-5. I'm thinking ahead. Smyrna.
Well, it all gets confusing. You know, there's...
You should see our table here with the papers and everything. Burton, top of the key. Looks over a three. Mulligan there, tightly defending. Flips it back out to Jones. Jones works between the rings now. Passes right side to Clark. Clark to McGee. McGee over to Eddings. He goes baseline, pulls up, no shot. He's going to be fouled before the shot. And the foul is going to be called on Jalen Johnson. First foul, third team foul on the Bulldogs. And into the game for Siegel. For Eddings is Dominique Gooch, the senior. Ben Dotson plays a lot of guys. Jones to Burton. Burton for three. Double teamed. He goes down hard. He's going to be fouled on the shot. And he's going to have three free throws coming up. Taylor Vanderbilt picks up the foul.
Brian Turner just hangs his head. He's shooting so far out. I think as a coach, you'd rather take your chances of him missing that shot than just to foul him and give him three shots at the free throw line.
Plus, he makes the fouls always look worse than they are. I mean, he does a really good job.
Oh, I love it.
Making sure the officials know that he was hacked.
I love it.
He sank the first two free throws from the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line. They'll work hard for you to give you the highest quality products and service at a competitive price. 890-1311. Third toss in there, so it counts the same. He has three from the free throw line. 8-6, Siegel. Long pass, it's stolen away, and now almost restolen. Goes out of bounds off of Vanderbilt. And it will be Siegel's basketball right in front of the Smyrna bench on the far sideline. To Jones, now to Burton. Burton to the foul line, lost the ball. Picked up by Johnson, turnover Stars. Down the floor, Johnson with the lay-in from the left side. Siegel down quickly in the lane. Burton goes up and is fouled by Chevelle Glover. I think. Nope, it's on Mulligan. That's two on Richard Mulligan. And Aiden Burton going to the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line. Hunter Farrell is going to check in here for the Bulldogs, and he's coming in for Mulligan. Smyrna got here by virtue of their win last night. Second toss is good. For Burton, he's got five from the free throw line. Smyrna beat Oakland 40-32 last night to advance and also punch their ticket to the region tournament. Farrell over to Gonda Mary, down low, cutting toward the basket, is Jalen Johnson.
Smyrna doing a good job right now breaking that press.
10-10. Clark goes up off the glass. No good. Farrell with the rebound. Farrell to Taylor Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt to Gonda Emery. Goes baseline. Now bounces it to Farrell for the lay-in. And Smyrna takes their lead. 12-10. McGee turns, spins off the right block. Shot up no good after the pass from Gooch. Rebound. Glover had it. He went down to the ground, and they call a travel. Eddings coming in along with Edwin Roberts. Burton and McGee go out for the Stars. 3:49 left in the first. 12-10. Smyrna leads. Ball tipped out of bounds. To inbound is Gooch. Finds Eddings. Eddings back to Jones between the rings, who calls the play. Looking at a man-to-man Smyrna defense. Jones to Clark, top of the key, fires up the three. It is no good. He goes down hard. No foul called. Glover with the rebound. Over to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt kicks it back out right side to Farrell, who throws into a double team, stolen away. Clark going to have a slam on the other end. Charles Clark with the flush. 12-12. Ball thrown away. Right over here, zipping by Susan Steen's head and within fingertip reach of me.
Just fingertip.
We've got a sub coming into the game. It's going to be Harrelson for the Bulldogs. Daryl Harrelson, the senior, coming in for Glover. Clark to Roberts, who pops out. Roberts over to Eddings. Eddings back to Gooch from the left side. Burns it down low. Bad pass stolen away by the Bulldogs. Here's
Gooch,
Vanderbilt.
Gooch telegraphed that pass, Brian. That's
Gonda Mary to the foul line. Stops. Kicks it back out. Farrell for three. No good. Johnson with the rebound. We're tied at 12. Gliding in the lane. There's going to be a foul on Clark, I think. Going after the steal. And it is on Charles. First foul there for Charles Clark.
So far, the officials calling this game pretty tight.
Emery inbounds. Johnson from the left side. He goes up, and now Charles Clark's going to pick up his second foul, and immediately McGee going to come in the game. Back-to-back fouls, and Clark's going to have to head to the bench. Going to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air free throw line is Jalen Johnson. First toss is good. 7 points for him. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air combines proven products with high-quality trained technicians to give you the finest quality system. 890-1311. Second toss. Rattles will not fall. Hit one of two. Smyrna by one. In the corner. Eddings for three. It's a little long. Rebound on the floor. Battle for it. It's going to go out of bounds off of Siegel. And we've got a timeout taken by the Siegel Stars. And it's a timeout we'll keep here for a word from our friends Bob Bug and Stan Vaught over at Bob Parks Auction Company.
From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug at 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. And tonight's game is brought to you by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, Smyrna Bowling Center, the Jones Car Wash, Little Caesars Pizza, Franklin's Print Works, Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, the Krischer Law Firm, Bud's Tire, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
With the Middle Tennessee men's 81-64 win over Southern Mississippi, they take over first place in Conference USA in men's basketball. The Lady Raiders a winner, 83-77 at FAU today. The middle baseball team won the first game of a doubleheader versus Kennesaw State. So a good day for the Blue Raiders today. Hunter Farrell burns it over to Gonda Emery. Emery from the right wing gets tied up. Lost the basketball. Farrell picks up the loose ball in the lane. Bounces it over to Glover. The basket goes. And there is a foul.
One thing that Smyrna has going for them right now, there's so much attention being put on Emery that they are getting guys open underneath the basket, and it's been very effective for him. And Omari running that high post there. He goes out now. But that's been successful for Smyrna.
Glover was actually not the one who shot that. It was Daryl Harrelson because Glover just came in. Harrelson misses the plus one. Rebound Siegel. 3 point Smyrna lead. Eddings has it to the foul line. Shovels it over to Gooch from the left side. The 10-footer no good. Rebound. Glover gets out of a triple team to Taylor Vanderbilt. Splits the defenders. Passes into the corner. Farrell cut in when he thought Farrell was going to go back out to the wing. And that is the ninth turnover for the Bulldogs.
Well, so far, that's really hurt Smyrna, Brian. They've really worked pretty well once they've gotten past the press, but those nine turnovers are not enabling them to get any more points spread on the lead.
Gooch to Jones. He's open for three and nailed it.
Ryan Jones,
the first bank three. And just like that, we're tied at 15.
Always comes up with a big basket.
Big-time player, Ryan Jones. Farrell, right side. Johnson for the long three. It is no good. Glover with the rebound. Battling in the paint. Fires it up. No good. Tipped in. Got his own tip in. They're going to give that to Glover instead of Johnson on the tip. There's a foul down low, and this one is called on Vanderbilt. That is two on Taylor Vanderbilt. So a little foul trouble creeping in here for Brian Turner's Smyrna Bulldogs. The next game, three-pointer up by Burton. It's no good. Crawls around the rim, picked up by Vanderbilt, and he lost it, but Jones touched it last. Coming up next will be the Oakland-Riverdale girls game. That'll be followed by the Laverne Blackman boys. We'll have them all live here on WGNS. Then you'll get to hear a replay of the Blackman Smyrna girls game. Crystal Dangerfield had 23 points in that game for Blackman. With the basketball now is DJ Williams. Williams to Farrell over right side. Gives it over to Johnson. Johnson flips it back out after being hounded. To Farrell, now back to DJ Williams. Pass tipped away. Long pass up Jones. Jones going to lay it in the hole. Get him in the open court, John. You can't stop him.
No, that press still hurting him.
Gondomari gets free inside for a little floater.
He's going to have to play more minutes.
Transition game here. Gooch fires it up, misses it. Jones with the rebound, tries to fire it over to Eddings. Picked up by Gooch, who banks it in high off the glass from about 8 feet. Dominique Gooch with two. Ball stolen away. Gooch layup good. 21-19 with three, with two. Smyrna going to have to put up a hope and a prayer. Not going to get a shot off. And Siegel takes a 21-19 lead to the second quarter of play as you listen in to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's third annual Bald in the Borough. Whether you decide to shave your head, volunteer, or donate, it's an easy and fun way to raise money for a very serious cause, like a walkathon, but without the blisters. Bald in the Borough event is scheduled for March 14th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. To find out how you can be involved or to donate, go to www.baldintheborough.com. Come on and be a hero.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Siegel on the inbound, Ryan Jones for three. Now Jones steals it away and lays it in the hole. A 5-point swing, and Ryan Jones has gone bananas. And we've got a 30-second timeout here taken by the Smyrna Bulldogs. After a five-point swing, gives Siegel a 26-19 lead, and thanks to Ryan Jones for all of that. John, a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, shall we?
All right, don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is the best. You can put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And join us for the Prentice Osteopedia and Air Coach's Corner. That's right, we'll be back next week, 9 a.m. this coming Saturday morning from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway. It's followed by MTCS Cougar Corner around 11:10. And also tonight's game brought to you by State Farm agent Jenny Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jenny Allman, 896-2013.
Next week, it's girls and boys. All teams in the region will have 10 coaches to talk next Saturday morning. Smyrna basketball, they need a basket in the worst way, trailing by 7 now after the 5 points scored off a 3 and a steal and a layup by Ryan Jones of the Stars. Johnson to Amari from the left foul line. And now a hold underneath. Called against the Stars, number 45, Edwin Roberts. First foul on Roberts and the fifth team foul. Chevelle Glover, long toss in between the rings to Vanderbilt. Right side to Farrell, now gets it back, does Taylor Vanderbilt. Speaking of Vanderbilt, they won a big basketball game today. Underneath to Amari, kicks it back out. Johnson for three, oh my! Jalen Johnson with 10 points here in the first half. Burton down low to Roberts. Roberts flips it back out now around the horn. McGee for three. It's no good. Rebound taken out of there by the Bulldogs. Long pass up. Johnson baseline. Turn spins. Now fires it up. No good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Ryan Jones. Jones the long pass up to Roberts. Roberts now throws it away in the backcourt. Can Jones get to it? He cannot. Roberts commits the fourth Siegel turnover. He threw it in the backcourt. Didn't want to take a dribble.
Yeah, that's something
to get it to a guard.
You really don't want to do. Always go backwards. You want to go forward with it.
Smyrna basketball after the Siegel turnover. Johnson from the left wing to Farrell, deeper in the left corner. They're moving right to left. Tipped out of bounds by Burton. 6 minutes, 15 seconds left here in the first half, 26-22, Siegel up. Glover to Johnson, baseline floater, bounces off the side of the rim, then falls through. Jalen Johnson, great first half with 12. Eddings, left wing. Eddings back out front to Ryan Jones. Back over to Burton, looks over the three, now drives. Baseline floater, no good. Missed it from about 10. Rebound, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt going to lose the ball out of bounds, but they're going to call a foul on Burton.
Aiden pushed him out of bounds. You got to give Smyrna credit here, Brian. When they took that seven-point lead, you thought, okay, here goes Siegel. But they've come roaring back to cut it to two.
Kind of weathering that storm right now. 26-24. Could tie it with this basket from the left elbow. No good. Rebound. After the Mary miss, Jones, no look, to Gooch cutting through. That's a big basket.
Give him another assist, he leads the world.
Isn't that the truth? He does it with so much ease. It's just like second nature. 4 points, Siegel lead, 5:18 to go in the half. A Mary from the foul line, backs in, flips it back over to Glover. Glover in the far right corner. Vanderbilt comes over to help from the deep wing spot on the right side, on the floor, threw it away. Tried to get it to Glover as he was falling down. Coach Ben Dotson goes over to give some instruction there to Ryan Jones, who walks it down the floor. Jones over to Burton. Deeper in the corner to Bird. Charles Clark to Eddings, back out to Charles Clark. Missed it. Then he tipped it away, anticipating the pass, but it goes out of bounds. Smyrna will inbound. The second officiating crew is here. ready to do the next two games. Ball tipped around. Hunter Farrell then has it tipped again by Jones. Gooch's going to run down the loose ball. No, it's picked up by Charles Clark. From the left elbow, it's good. Charles Clark. He's got four. Lead back at six for the Stars. Farrell, ball stolen away by Clark, but he was out of bounds. He was out of bounds when he tried to make the steal there. Gonda and Mary.
He's a tall fella.
He is a tall fella, isn't he?
Up close and personal.
Ready to inbound it here right in front of us.
He's almost as tall as our statistician.
Bounce pass. Amari is 6'7". Turn, spins in the lane, and kisses it in nicely.
Great move. That's the maturity out of that young man.
Long pass up. McGee falling out of bounds. Throws it back to Jones. Now gets it back. Now back to Jones. Now over to Burton. Burton's floater from four, no good. Rebound. Smyrna has it. Chance to cut into this four-point lead. And Johnson, layup is missed. Rebound. Burton has it. Burton to Clark. After the miss, Smyrna. Shot. Jones fakes right, goes left, and lays it in the hole from the right side.
That while in midair.
He's a contortionist. Johnson, foul line, jumps.
Oh.
Bunny hop, nice one. Gets in there for the basket. 14 for Johnson. He's putting on a show here in the first half.
Well, this is a run fest right now.
Shot up by Clark, no good, but the rebound, Gooch has it to Clark with 3:20 to go in the half.
People are contortioning all over the place.
Don't know if Smyrna's going to be able to continue to run with them at this pace. That would be the only thing.
A little bit of an issue there. You're right, Brian.
And Siegel does it just about as good as anybody. Ryan Jones shot in and out. Kind of snow-coned out of there. Rebound. Siegel has it. Jones make that Clark in the lane. No, it was Ryan Jones. He was in there so fast. I don't know how he got down there to cut to the basket so quickly. 34-28, Smyrna trailing the Siegel Stars. 2:40 to go in the first half. Smyrna basketball from the left side. Johnson. Jalen Johnson, who has had maybe the half of his life so far, to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, no look underneath. There's a whistle. So they try to get it down low to Harrelson. The foul called on Siegel's 22, Ryan Jones.
Well, you talk about the pace of this game, and Amari is very winded right now. And, you know, he's played kind of limited. He's been in and out of the lineup all year long, and this is probably the longest stretch of action he's seen, and you can tell he's visibly winded right now.
The 1-1, no good from the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line for the Bulldogs. Siegel down quickly in transition. A three from the deep left corner. Dominique Gooch for three. 37-28. The lead is nine. It's as large as it's been. Hunter Farrell stops, has to give it up. Lost the basketball. Turnover. Down the floor. Gooch layup is missed. Rebound. Farrell has it. And timeout, Smyrna. Good timeout there by Coach Brian Turner. We'll take it too. You're listening to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament.
Hello once again from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. This is Lenny Farmer. As I speak to folks about their need to prearrange their funeral, more and more questions come to the surface. Questions like, does Jennings and Ayers guarantee the price for life? Yes. Is there more than one type of cremation program offered? Yes. Can I use my prearrangement plan at another funeral home, say, if I move out of state? Yes. Friends, these questions and more can easily be answered by calling us at 893-2422.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
On Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, our good friends at Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
Minute 58 left in the half. Siegel leads 37-28, and a pretty big possession here for the Smyrna Bulldogs right before the half. They have kept it close, but this is the largest lead Siegel has had. Several Siegel runs in it. Amari burns it down low. No look past the Farrell. Missed the shot. had his own rebound, but stripped away and off of Farrell. Length of the floor to go for the Seagull Stars. Charles Clark tosses it in to Ryan Jones. Jones over to Clark between the rings. Burton has it now. Long flip over to Clark. Shot from three. No good. Rebound Burton. And there is a foul. Got the basket. I think. Yes. Burton with the basket. He's got seven and going to the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air free throw line. Middle Tennessee's first choice for professional and cost-effective heating and air. 890-1311. Burton takes three dribbles, spins the basketball in the left hand, shot it, and missed it. Didn't get the plus one. Ameri with the rebound. Minute 19 to go in the first half. 39-28, Siegel. Taylor Vanderbilt. Cut off, gives it up to Ameri, glides in the lane, puts it up with the right hand. It's good. Gone to Ameri with eight. Braxton Eddings. Jones asked for the ball, got the ball, and now he's going to hold it here with 55 seconds. Looking at a 2-3 zone, he recognized that, so they may just try to melt away the rest of the clock here. Eddings to the right wing to Jones.
Well, having Ryan Jones out there is like having another coach, isn't it?
Well,
just directing traffic.
Burton going to drive in there baseline, goes in, missed the shot. He thought he was fouled, but there was no call. And Taylor Vanderbilt gets to the sideline, has nowhere to go, and lost the ball out of bounds. So Siegel has another chance here with 29 seconds. Burton to inbound. He will toss it in to Ryan Jones. Now back over to Burton. Now back to Jones. This is not a recording. 20 seconds to go. Jones with his hand on his knees now goes to work with 13 seconds. Ryan Jones with 10, with 9, with 8. Gets a pick from either side, goes to the left with 5, with 4. Burton cutting through, top of the key from 22 feet. It's in there. It bounced high off the glass, off the front of the rim, and then fell through. Aiden Burton with the first bank three to close the half, with the Stars leading the Smyrna Bulldogs 42-40. And again, we're at the half. 42-40, Siegel up.
We'll 42-30 there, Brian.
I'm sorry, 42-30. I appreciate you saying that, even though I said it three times. 42-30.
Got a lot of games.
Not yet. It's a long night. 12-point lead, we'll put it that way, for the Siegel Stars. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll have all of the stats brought to you courtesy of Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography when we return to Siegel High School, host of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City. I'm inviting your family to come do business with my family. And here at Animal City, we have everything that you need to create and maintain the garden pond of your dreams. We're happy to offer tips and advice ranging from picking out your equipment to outfitting your pond with livestock and plants. Come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro. And let our experience and expertise make your garden pond a success.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line, handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Where beauty and quality meet.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We're at halftime, the 7 AAA basketball tournament, District 7 AAA. John Ding is back with you with the halftime stats for you. This word first about Jones Car Wash, which, you know, beautiful day today, other than the temperature is a little cool, but beautiful day to get your car washed. It's proud to support all student-athletes in Rutherford County. Located on Memorial across from Old Charlie's, Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They're on Memorial across from Old Charlie's. 42-30. Is our score. The Seagull Stars leading Smyrna here. As our first game tonight was won by the Blackman girls, and 80-56. And this one here at halftime, Seagull leading 42-30. We've got Oakland and Riverdale girls coming up next, then followed by the Laverne Blackman boys right here on WGNS. Our stats brought to you tonight by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And Smyrna has Richard Mulligan with 2 points, Hunter Farrell with two, Chevelle Glover with two, Daryl Harrelson with two. Gonda Mary has eight, and Jalen Johnson, who's had a great first half, he's sitting there with 14 points. For Siegel, Dominique Gooch off the bench with 9 points, Aiden Burton with 10, Ryan Jones with 19, Charles Clark with four, and that is the scoring for Siegel. So they have had a very good night from Ryan Jones here in the first half with 19. No one in serious foul trouble. Clark has two for Siegel. Vanderbilt and Mulligan have two for Smyrna. A look at the team stats now. The Bulldogs have out-rebounded Siegel 18-11. Stars have hit 16 of 40 for 40% from the field, including four threes, four first bank threes. Smyrna 13 of 24 for 54%. They have one first bank three. The Bulldogs have shot 3 of 5 from the free throw line for 60%. Siegel, 6 of 9 for 66%. But the big factor, as in most of the games that the Stars are involved in, they have forced 17 turnovers from Smyrna. 17 turnovers in the first half. The Stars have only 6. It was 21-19 at the end of the first quarter, Siegel leading, and they've stretched that out to a 12-point lead. The stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography. So far today, MTSU a winner, the Blackman girls a winner, and Siegel boys leading here 42-30. And I'll have to throw it in there. Brian already said it. Vanderbilt won today, too, with those 7 players that they have. Pretty amazing. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of action, 42-30, Siegel on top, leading the Bulldogs. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. It's the District 7 AAA tournament.
you need a new heating and air conditioning system, who do you call?
I call Roscoe Brown.
For over 75 years, this area has turned to the experts at
Roscoe Brown.
That dependability that you've learned to trust for over 75 years is now available for plumbing and drain cleaning as well.
Roscoe Brown.
24-hour emergency plumbing and drain cleaning services.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
A large part of what we do is handle insurance claims.
Kenny Bell with Ace Construction.
We have an in-house licensed adjuster on staff. We work closely with your insurance company to help ensure all damaged items are accounted for and properly paid for before any repairs begin.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Chocolate and flowers are nice, but for this Valentine's Day, why not give your family a true and lasting gift of love? Come by Krischer Law Firm during the month of February and talk to me about setting up a will or trust, and we will give you $100 off our normal prices. The consultation is free, and there is no obligation. Give the gift of peace of mind for your spouse and kids. They'll love you for it.
Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
Learn more at KrischerLawFirm.com.
There's more to helping patients feel their best than simply filling prescriptions. Reefzane Medical carries a broad range of competitively priced medical equipment and supplies for sale or rental. You get the best equipment for your needs by providing a personal consultation, product demonstration, fitting, and follow-up. Our inventory includes equipment for respiratory, mastectomy, diabetes, and of course, durable medical equipment. Delivery and setup within Rutherford County are always free. Reefzane Medical is located behind Reefzane Drugstore on Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Have you visited our stores lately? We have car chargers, an OtterBox case, we have awesome set of headsets, Bluetooth speakers, all the greatest accessories available for your product. No matter where you bought your cell phone, stop by Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Check out all the newest and greatest innovations. And remember, Sprint by Cellular Concepts is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna basketball. Taylor Vanderbilt is going to be fouled to start off. And he's going to head to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Vanderbilt fouled by McGee. First toss is up and no good. Give you the starting lineups here in the second half. Coming up in a second. 42-30. Smyrna trying to get on the scoreboard first here. No good. He's going to have another as he was shooting a three for the best in DirecTV with local service that you can't get by calling the 800 number. Call DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. Missed all three from the free throw line.
He has no points tonight. That's unusual for Taylor.
Siegel basketball. Ryan Jones has it now. Backs way out near midcourt, and Coach Ben Dotson calls a 30-second timeout. Just underway here in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break as well and be right back.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to try to do the same things that we've always done. Something for everybody, a gift for the guy that's 15 years old that needs to buy something for his girlfriend. But also I want to have that really, really nice present for a 50th anniversary. Come in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Inspired by you. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Give and go from Gooch to Clark down low, and Clark is going to be fouled by Gonda Mary. So this game has had a very slow start to this second half.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, and the Stones River Mall.
Clark hits the first. DirecTV by Intersource free throw. He'll have another. Three dribbles, a spin of the basketball in the right hand. Shot it, missed it. Rebound, Glover has it for the Bulldogs. Outlet pass to Vanderbilt. Bulldogs moving left to right as we see it. Ball tipped around, McGee saved it, then out of bounds off of Burton. Never had a good grip of it. Burton wasn't expecting the toss back in. And the result is Smyrna basketball underneath their goal here on the near baseline. Toss in, taken by Johnson. Johnson down to Glover, missed the shot. Ameri has the rebound tipped away. Eddings to Jones. Jones couldn't corral the pass. Ball on the floor, picked up by Johnson. Johnson to Mulligan. Mulligan gives it back up to Johnson, now gets it back. Smyrna working it inside. They get Glover down low, missed the shot. Ameri had the rebound. Then Ameri collides with Ryan Jones. Ameri is plastered on the floor here. Ryan Jones gets up a little gimpy. Jones with another foul. He goes out here for a breather.
I don't think I've ever seen Ryan Jones get hurt.
Three up and in the deep corner is good from Jalen Johnson.
He's been Superman as far as I'm concerned.
Johnson 17 today. Underneath, shot up, no good by Charles Clark. Rebound, Mulligan has it. Mulligan in trouble in a double team. Stolen away. Mulligan really never had control of it. Siegel maintains control of the basketball. 6:14 left in the third. A 10-point Siegel lead. Charles Clark with Jones on the bench. Running the point. A double pick set. He doesn't use it. Just glides in there from the right side. Missed the shot. Mulligan runs down the loose ball. And now they say he traveled.
Well, he caught his own pass. Is what he did.
Ah. I was blocked from that first pass. Trying to toss it to himself. Eddings gets it off deep in the corner to Clark. Clark down low, tries to get it to Eddings and thrown away. Johnson to Glover, back outside. Vanderbilt for three off the lip of the rim. Rolls from the left to the right side, falls away, and Siegel basketball. Clark trying to drive in the lane. They're going to call a foul. Smyrna fans wanted to travel. The foul on 30 Farrell. That's his first foul. 5 minutes, 37 seconds left here in the third. 43-33 Siegel. They have the ball. Inbounds from Burton to Gooch. Back to Ryan Jones, who's back in the game. Jones to the foul line. Glides in there. Avoids contact. Put it up. Misses the shot, but is fouled by Vanderbilt. I have that as three fouls on Taylor Vanderbilt, and that is indeed the case. To the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line goes Ryan Jones for a couple of tosses. The first one, no good. Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call DirecTV by Intersource. 815-1800. Local service, fast and friendly. Second toss, nothing but net for Ryan Jones. That's 20 points for Ryan. And the first basket of the second half for him. Johnson, double teamed, over to Farrell. Now Farrell travels. Coach Brian Turner looks to the skies. I guess looking for some answers. Some unforced turnovers here by Smyrna have hurt him. Burton for three, just fires it up there from the deep left corner. It's no good. Rebound, nobody gets it. It's Smyrna basketball. Full court pressure. Johnson and Vanderbilt playing catch. They force it up the floor. Going to be a turnover, corralled by Burton. Then Burton's going to be fouled by one of two Smyrna Bulldogs. We'll see. It's Farrell. That's two on Hunter Farrell. The winner of this game is in the championship game Tuesday night at 7:30. The loser in the consolation game. Three from the deep right corner, Dominique Gooch.
Well, he's had a good game coming off the bench in double figures.
12 points now, 47-33. Vanderbilt passing up the floor to Glover. Now bounce pass back out to Johnson. His two from the foul line, partially blocked. Rebound, Clark has it. Clark, underhanded shovel pass to Braxton Eddings, who's fouled, going up with it. And the foul is on Farrell. So Farrell has picked up three third quarter fouls. Braxton Eddings to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. First one is good. It's Braxton's first basket. You get the same DirecTV channels by calling 815-1800, but you get local service that you can't get by calling that 800 number. So forget about the 800 number. Just call 815-1800. It's a local number with local service. Eddings hits the second one. 49-33. Smyrna hasn't scored in a while. And Johnson lost the ball out of bounds. The pass was low to him. He lost it between his legs and couldn't recover. Ryan Jones to inbound on the far baseline. The lob gets it to Clark. Kisses it in off the glass. Charles Clark with seven. 51-33. Down low, Darryl Harrelson going up. He's going to be fouled.
Well, defensively, Siegel's picked it up a notch. Their hands are everywhere. They're knocking balls down. The passing lanes are about gone. It's just really difficult to get him moved. But there's another example.
Yeah, they didn't actually call the foul. Stolen away by Siegel, though. Ryan Jones gets the lay-in after two tip passes and a timeout by Smyrna. They trail by 20. 53-33 as you listen in to District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS.
Get you a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
Get you a better State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Andy Womack, and I can help get you to a better state. 890-0850.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna misses the shot, and Siegel in transition. Ryan Jones gets free down there on the right block, goes up, misses the shot, but he's hacked and fouled. And that's going to send Ryan Jones to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Siegel leads by 20. First toss is good. Ryan Jones with 23 points. Has a chance for another. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. That's the number to call for the same DirecTV channels, but with local service. Second free throw is good. 24 for Jones. Now a whistle before the inbounds. And is it Burton or who? On Clark. Didn't see that one. It was away from the ball. Charles Clark with three fouls now. Long pass over. Mulligan has it. Mulligan, nice floor recognition. Gets it over to Johnson. They passed the ball picture perfect to break the press that time. Lead back down to 20 with 3:33 to go. Foul line, Burton fires it up there. It's a little short off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt from the right block glides in there. He's going to be fouled by Jones. Going to be on the floor. John, you can tell it's almost springtime, though, when baseball players start walking in from practice.
I love it. I love it. You know what my favorite time of the year is. And, you know, the Braves have reported to training camp. And it's almost time for Augusta.
MTSU played their first baseball game today. Three by Johnson, no good. Missed.
Amari.
But Amari with the rebound and put back. Appreciate that.
Did they win, Brian?
They won the first game 11-10 with three runs in the eighth, and they're playing the second game of a doubleheader today. Temperature at the first pitch was 36 degrees. Oh, goodness. Basketball's flying here.
Oh, man. They knocked over my cashews, and I want to thank Mr. Glover for fixing our equipment back.
That was very nice of him, wasn't
it? Did you see how quick I was as I was backing up?
Yes.
It was like just ready for to hit Dalton in the head.
It did. He's got a hard head, so serves him right. That's why we raise him up that way. 2:50 to go. Long pass inside, stolen away, then re-stolen by Mary. Pass over, and it's Johnson who lays it in the hole. 21 for Johnson. He has had a heck of a game. Ryan Jones to Burton. Burton for three off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out. Siegel runs it down. Ryan Jones has it now between the circles. They get it inside to McGee. McGee off the front of the rim. Rebound won't fall. Here comes Smyrna. Down low. Mulligan there for the basket. And he is fouled. Mulligan with his fourth point.
Well, that was a great pass by Vanderbilt. You see flashes of him, of just superb play. I think sometimes he maybe gets a little frustrated, but he's just a really great talent, and he's going to put it all together. He's going to have points and get it all and have offensive and assist and defense. He's already great defensively, and he's a good assist man. Have more consistency offensively.
Mulligan hits the plus one. At the DirecTV Binder Source free throw line, Ryan Jones tosses into the corner. Passes off and gets it back. Ryan Jones passes off to Clark.
Well, Smyrna's crept back in this thing a little bit.
Jones gives it over to Clark again. They're playing catch out front. With the basketball now, Clark. He drives, gets in the lane. Eddings for three. It's fired up, in and out. Rebound. Smyrna has it. Mulligan. Mulligan doesn't have the numbers. Fires it up anyway. It's good.
Boy, you can almost tell he could hear Ryan Jones and McGee coming right behind him, and he put it in another gear.
That 20-point lead is now down to 11. On the drive for the Stars, it's Jones. Jones is going to be fouled. We'll check it for you. The foul on Vanderbilt. That's four on Vanderbilt now. And it should be McGee going to the DirecTV Binder Source free throw line. Williams is going to come in. They're going to allow Williams in for Coach Brian Turner to take Vanderbilt out. So McGee to the line for 1-1 and got the first to roll through. DJ McGee's first basket today, by the way. McGee will have another toss now. This one is good. 815-1800, that's the number for DirecTV by Intersource, by the way. Driving in the lane. Shot no good by Johnson. Loose ball. Clark has it. 57-44 with 48 seconds. Three ball up by Jones. No good. Mulligan with the rebound. Mulligan, the toss up to Johnson. Johnson down the far sideline. Gives it up to Williams with 34 seconds. Cutting through, cut off there is Mulligan by Eddings. Now it's Ameri turning, spinning in the lane. Got the shooter's bounce. Ameri with 12. Pass up, there's going to be a foul. It's on Williams. His first, 19 seconds, 57-46. And Charles Clark going to the free throw line here now. DirecTV by Intersource. Don't call that 800 number. 815-1800 is the only number that you need for DirecTV. All the same channels, but with local service. Toss is good by Clark. Smyrna trying to edge back into this one. But right now, Siegel hitting their free throws. Second one is good. Coming into the game for Siegel is Rob LaLance. Sophomore seeing his first action here this afternoon. Edwin Roberts also into the game. Siegel has thrown it away. No, with 10 seconds. Smyrna has it with 6, with 5. Chevelle Glover with 4, turns and spins. Finally muscles it up there. It's good. And there's your horn. So give Glover the basket. And your score is 59-48 as we go to the fourth quarter of play. A one-minute break for us. 59-48. The Siegel Stars lead the Bulldogs. We'll be back.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Aiden Burton fires up a three, which is no good. Smyrna runs down the loose ball. They save it. Williams fires it up the floor. Maybe should have taken the shot, Harrelson, because he tossed it right into the hands of Clark. Clark goes coast to coast for the layup. And with that, we've got a timeout on the floor. 61-48, just underway in the fourth quarter. We will take a 30-second break and be right back. 1 minute for us, actually. 1 minute break. 61-48, Stars up.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
On the drive, Williams is going to be fouled. And Williams going to the DirecTV Binder Source free throw line. Didn't catch who that foul was on. It may have been Jones. Coming up next, it'll be Oakland and Riverdale girls. Big rematch in girls basketball from this past Monday. First shot is up and no good from the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. Of course, that girls game was won by Oakland the first time in 9 years or 22 tries. So Riverdale will try to start a new streak, and Oakland will try to continue the streak. Ought to be a great game coming up next. It'll be the third game of four today that we'll bring you. Second free throw, no good. Struggled at the free throw line at times tonight. Smyrna has. Trailing here 61-48. Clark looks over the shot, doesn't take it. Ryan Jones comes out. Now passes off to Burton, back to Clark. Cutting through, McGee, right wing, to Gooch, top of the key. Right side, Burton. They're looking for a cutter to get free inside. Now they get it free, and that him is Ryan Jones. Shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. They're going to call a foul on Burton, I think. And let me just make sure. It is on Burton.
Well, Gonda really just went in there and battled his way to get that ball out of there. Thought they were going to call a jump ball, but a foul on Burton.
That is the third foul on Burton. And Gonda Mary is going to the DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. First toss is good. He'll have another. Smyrna trailing 61-49 with 6:39 to go. Big free throws here for the big man, Gonda Mary. Shot it and rolls away. Rebound, McGee. McGee to Jones. Ryan, foul line, glides in there. Oh, my goodness. That's why Ryan Jones is Ryan Jones. 26 points, laid it up there with the left hand. Press, Vanderbilt. Stops here right in front of us. McGee guarding. Ball is going to be tipped away. Burton, long pass up the floor. Clark misses the layup, and it's going to be Smyrna basketball.
Oh, Ben Dodson's got his head hanging on that one. He wanted that basket.
63-49. Crowd kind of buzzing, wanting some fouls that haven't been called. Oh, this one kicked by Clark. Could probably hear the thud as it bounds away from that size 13 and a half or greater. In the lane, here is Gonda Mary. Cuts through, gets free, lays it in the hole. Mary with 15. 63-51. If Smyrna can hold Siegel here and get a basket, it could get really interesting. Driving, putting it up is Clark, and he's fouled. He went baseline, exploded baseline, and put it up from about 5 feet.
And he had to get it over the 6'7" Amari to get that basket. Just beautiful.
Got the basket, now a chance for the DirecTV Binder Source plus one at the charity stripe. Shot it and got it. 14 for Clark. Smyrna to inbound and bring the ball up the floor. Pass over to Mulligan. Mulligan stops. Mulligan pops. Sits in there.
Richard Mulligan
with 9. Long pass up. Gooch for 3. It's in and out. Rebound. Smyrna has it. Vanderbilt coming out of there with it. Vanderbilt up the floor to Johnson. Johnson gives it up to Mulligan. Mulligan passes off into the corner. Mulligan down low after they get it from Johnson to Glover for 2. In transition, Gooch missed the shot.
Well, they're rushing their shots right now.
Down the floor is Vanderbilt. Long pass over. Mulligan for 3. It's no good. Rebound. Crashing the boards for it are the Stars. Jones comes out of there with it. Ryan Jones with the lob, and how about a slam fist from Charles Clark?
Perfectly done, perfect pass to Clark.
68-55. Mulligan in trouble, lost the ball, rolling around. Burton has it. Burton, they got it tied up, or timeout Smyrna. Smyrna never had possession, but they're going to get timeout, a lucky break for the Smyrna Bulldogs. We'll take a break and be right back. 426 to go in the game. 68-55, Siegel.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, a registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Each friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in credit. But with DirecTV by Entersource, it's even better.
We're going to actually add a $25 gift card to you for trusting us to take care of your friend.
Up to $1,000 from DirecTV and $250 from DirecTV by Entersource.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back in from Siegel High School. Brian Barrett and John Mellencamp with you here. Shot up by Vanderbilt. No good from the left side. That's John Dinkins, I mean. Ryan Jones flips it out in the corner. Clark for three. It's no good off the side of the rim. Rebound tipped up by Jones. Corralled by Johnson. Lost the ball out of bounds. And Siegel basketball. John was performing during the timeout there for us. Great rendition.
Average White Band, I think, wasn't it? Was that who that was?
Inbounds. Went past the hands of two Smyrna players into the hands of Charles Clark. Eddings, right side. Now to Gooch, top of the key. Back over to Jones. Deep right corner. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now glides in there. Gives it up to Gooch. Got the basket. And he is fouled.
Well, he's really come to play tonight. He's just done a great job.
Basket counts, and the foul is on Glover.
Afraid Smyrna's running out of time. If you're a Smyrna fan, it's not looking good for you. 3 minutes, 47 seconds. You're down by 15.
70-55 with the DirecTV binder source free throw by Gooch. Good. Add one to it for the Stars.
I will say this. They've hung tough tonight. They have played their hearts out.
You got to also give Siegel credit. When they needed it, they got the baskets. Shot by Mulligan, no good. Offside rebound by Jalen Johnson, speaking of a guy who's come to play. He's got 24. Dominique Gooch glides baseline. Gooch gets the lay-in. 17 for Gooch. 73-57. Shot will not count. There was a foul, I guess, on Taylor Vanderbilt. They're really calling this game fairly close here. Foul is on Eddings, number two on him. And at the DirecTV Binder Source free throw line is Taylor Vanderbilt, misses the first free throw. 815-1800 is the number you need to call, not the 800 number. You get the same channels with DirecTV Binder Source. But with local service when you need it. Second free throw is good. They won't actually tell you to get on the roof and sweep out your own dish if you've got problems. Long pass up, stolen away by the Bulldogs. Now re-stolen by Gooch, goes up, has it blocked. Rebound on the floor, Vanderbilt. Shovel pass to Mulligan. Down to Johnson. Ameri cuts through in the lane. Short, rebound, too hard. Rebound, Siegel Stars. Gooch, long toss up. Finds Ryan Jones. Jones going to kiss it in off the glass. Happy Valentine's Day, Ryan Jones. 28 points. You can tell Smyrna's tired now, John. I mean, yeah, they didn't even get back. Knew that it was a lost cause. Vanderbilt drives baseline. The floater no good. Rebound. Glover had it. And now here's Ryan Jones. Jones stutter steps, gives it up to Clark for a monstrous jam. Charles Clark. And we've got a timeout on the floor with the Siegel Stars leading the Smyrna Bulldogs 77-58 on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and at the football stadium.
If you haven't tried Toots Fried Dill Pickles, it's a must. You got to come down and get some. We introduced fried pickles way back in 1985. It's the same recipe for the past 30 years. There's nothing like Toots Fried Dill Pickle Chips. Here in Rutherford County, we have three Toots Good Food and Fun locations. The original on Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, another Toots location on South Church Street in the Barfield area, and our location on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament brought to you by State Farm Free Farm Agent, State Farm Agent, not a free agent, Monty King, 220-2210.
And they're going to say Taylor Vanderbilt pushed off, offensive foul, and that is his fifth foul.
Join us after the game. We'll have the replay of how I dodged a flying basketball.
You didn't dodge it. You just let somebody else take
the
bullet.
Oh, I dodged it. I was quick. I was quick. I mean, I really fell back quickly.
Without these rocking rolling chairs here. Long pass up. Vanderbilt again fouled out of the game. And we've got a Siegel timeout. They're going to take a time here to talk about things. 77-58. Siegel up. We'll be right back.
Having nightmares over mailing? Call me, Corey at Franklin's Printing. I am the resident mailing expert at Franklin's Printing. I will personally and professionally handle your data files. I will purge, merge, and get it in the mail on time for you. From barcodes to zip codes, postcards to magazines, relax. Franklin's will mail it for you. Call us at 895-0651 or visit us on the web at franklinsprinting.org.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Siegel's basketball, they dribble around with it out front, make a few interior passes, now back outside to Clark between the rings. Ryan Jones, a minute 27. Smyrna content, it looks like, they're not fouling. Aiden Burton has the ball stripped away from him, however. Turnover, Siegel. Mulligan up the floor to Johnson. Johnson drives. The basket not going to count, but Burton fouls. So Aiden Burton picks up the foul. And that is his fourth. Siegel going to the bench here. Bring in the rest of the subs. Meanwhile, Jalen Johnson going to the free throw line here. First free throw is good. DirecTV by Intersource free throw line. He's got 24 points. Make that 25 points. Coming into the game is Mikhail Repress. He comes in for Glover. Repress for the Bulldogs. Second toss, in and out. LaLance into the game along with Normand. There's a foul coming up the floor. Brian Normand, the sophomore, lost it out of bounds, actually. Let's see. Connor Wilkerson, sophomore, checking in. And there is Omar Lyons, a freshman, in the game, along with Greedy House. Remember that name. That's the Rich House, rather. Played at Whitworth Buchanan last year. Or 2 years ago, I guess it's been now. 59 seconds in the lane. Johnson missed it. Rebound put back by Darryl Harrelson. Going to be a Siegel victory. Siegel going to move to the championship game. LaLance pass over to Wilkerson in the deep left corner. Lyons. Lyons back to Normand. Top of the key. On the drive, they're going to say a timeout here just to let another player into the game for Siegel. Sneed. Ty Sneed. Lyons for three. Lets it rip from the left wing. First bank three for Omar Lyons. 80-61. Get it down low. Shot by Repress. Won't go, but there's a foul. John, this is going to look like one of those wins that was lopsided, but I really thought Smyrna hung tough in this game.
Yeah, they played pretty well, I thought, tonight. Hung around about 11 or 12 points most of the evening.
First free throw is good by Mikhail Repress. He'll have another from the DirecTV Binder Source free throw line, and this one's good as well. 80-63. 20 seconds to go. Siegel in the championship game yet again. Wilkerson in the backcourt having to run down the loose ball, and there's the 10-second call. Turnover for the Stars. With 12 seconds. That is 17 turnovers, by the way. Inbounds. Hunter Farrell over to Johnson. Johnson passes off. Three ball up there and good by DJ Williams. First bank three. And there's your final. Your final tonight is going to be 80-66. 80-66. The Siegel Stars move on to the championship game while Smyrna drops to the consolation game and will play for third place. Let's jump right into some information here for you. On the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air, or make that the Ideas Tees Between Game show, here this evening, Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. 25 points for Jalen Johnson for the Smyrna Bulldogs. We're going to give that to him. And for the Siegel Stars, Ryan Jones, another superb night. 28 points for Ryan Jones. Those are your players of the game from Loveless Fine Photography. Creating timeless portraits for over 30 years, the official senior photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. Check out action photos from the games at lovelessphotography.com. For photos you'll be proud of for a lifetime, call Loveless Fine Photography. Alan and Betty Loveless at 890-1558, lovelessphotography.com online. They're on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. Your Midas and Murfreesboro shift of the game, as John mentioned just a few minutes ago. This game, John, was, you know, 10, 12, somewhere in there. But I don't want to say that it was never in doubt, because Smyrna had some chances. But every time Smyrna made a run at Siegel, they kind of kicked it into another gear when they needed it.
Yeah, Ryan Jones made some good passes, also shot the ball well, and had some big baskets. And I thought Dominique Gooch hit a basket that kind of put it away. So they kind of survived a third quarter run where it could have very easily gone in a different direction, but they did a nice job of just maintaining, not panicking, and that's where we get to the point of that's how good basketball teams win games, surviving runs by the other team.
That's your Midas shift change of the game. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. your Mills Family Pharmacy prescription for success. I would say, John, the prescription for success tonight would have to be the great guard play by Ryan Jones. Not only did he have 28 points tonight, but, man, is he ever a great assist man as well.
Well, that's for absolutely for sure. And he can do it all, and he just never ceases to amaze me some of the things he can do. And the other thing, he stays healthy. You know, he got hobbled up a little bit tonight, came right back in, didn't miss a beat.
Well, that's your Mills Family Pharmacy prescription for success. They're on South Church, providing you with the best possible medical care. Family-owned and operated by Dr. Chad and Rebecca Mills, online at millsfamilypharmacy.com. A check of your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard here real quick. Earlier today at the district tournament, it was Blackman girls defeating Smyrna 80-56. The Siegel boys just defeated the Smyrna boys 80-66. Also, Lady Raiders 83-77 win at FAU. Middle Tennessee baseball defeated Kennesaw State 11-10 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Middle men take sole possession of the Conference USA men's basketball race with an 81-64 win as well in men's basketball. That's a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. When we come back, after we continue the Ideas Tees between game show, we'll have the final stats here on the Siegel Smyrna boys contest and get you ready for Oakland Riverdale girls. The 2-3 matchup, it's straight ahead here on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball.